Calgro M3 has taken a whack this past year, with net profit falling 98.9% over the period to 1.2 million rand. The group says it's been hit by several operational challenges and transactions, coupled with changes in accounting standards, as well as illegal land invasions, triggering a headline loss per share of 19 cents. Joining me in studio now to discuss the numbers in more detail, CEO Wikus Latergan. Thanks so much, Wikus, for joining us this evening. So
Thank you. Full year 2019,
the past year has been a tough one for the company, to say the least. And you say it's as a result of a multitude of impacts having a hit, many outside of the control of management in particular. Talk us through what's hit you.
Yeah, so the land invasions, we started the year last year, fairly good position. Post that, effectively Easter weekend, we had that illegal invasions on our Scottsdene project, where they moved into the near construction units. That costed us to date, roughly between the invasions, Fleurhof and Scottsdene, 71 million rand. Fleurhof, we had similar invasions due to completed units. And what we don't account even in that number is the holding cost. We had roughly 500 million locked up for the last year. And that you'll see immediately if you look at the interest line that grew from 16 million to 59 million. Mm-hmm. That comes through the income statement on that line.
I want to hone in on land invasions in particular, because, I mean, this has been a problem and it certainly is a big risk factor that you've got to contend with. How do you mitigate against something like this? Can you?
Yeah, so I think process we can. We've learned a lot of lessons, a lot of expensive lessons in the last year. They haven't been a nice year for us. Effectively, if you look at lessons learned, Scottsdene, we now have information out of the local areas on an ongoing basis. We've had lots of attempts in the build-up to the election, and we haven't had a successful invasion. But our security costs across the group on a monthly basis now amount to roughly 3 million rand, which we hope to reduce post the elections, and maybe just more law and order being reinstituted.
You talk about this run-up to the elections and now start to allude to post-elections. I mean, to what extent do you see election results that have come through starting to turn this picture around?
So I think election results have been good for business, if I may say so. Calgary is on record saying that we don't support coalition governments that always come with its own challenges. So we believe that the best outcome for business have arrived. Mm-hmm. So what we'd like to see is some more enforcement of law and order. Typically, if you have these invasions, that we don't have to continuously fight them with private security companies, but that you do have the assistance of the police force, the riot squads, and the like from government.
Because one assumes that the ripple effect is huge here, where, you know, it puts you on the back foot as far as, progressing with developments is concerned.
Yeah, so Scottsdene and Fleurhof had been standing still for the year. Yeah. If you have to see where we are now, the one good thing is that it have costed us 90 million between the two of them. That includes electrification on challenges on Fleurhof. All of that's now theoretically resolved. Fleurhof electrification, the council, and thanks to the Joburg City Council, have made available that budget now. Now the papers to the work does have to be done, which we haven't been able to conclude in the last 8 weeks, and you can imagine why. So we hope to conclude on that. And then Fleurhof and Scottsdene, that in the previous 3 years have been your biggest revenue contributors, came back on stream, where they contributed zero towards revenue in the last year. Mm. And I do think it's still a positive to say that we've generated 298 million from cash from operations, while our two biggest projects were standing still for the whole year.
Yeah, standing still, Fleurhof's electrification standing time cost you a further 23.3 million rand as well. Do you have a handle on that?
So that's what I said. So that has now been resolved for the City of Johannesburg. Budget for that has been made available by council. It went through the last mayoral committee meeting just before the elections. But now addendums to the contracts, POs and everything have to be done. And we believe it will most probably take us another 2 to 3 months to get everyone around the table. Remember, in the City of Johannesburg, there's City Power, then there's Department Human Settlement or Housing we've got a contract with, and then there's, of course, the city itself. So you have to get everyone around one table.
Exactly. And we know how tough a feat that can be at times. You talk about things moving forward more so with a from a glass half full kind of view. To what extent, though, does your focus start to shift, if at all, to your areas that comprise greater return down the line?
So I think Memorial Parks will continue to boost. You'll see that Memorial Parks increased 59% average sales price. Sales volumes increased a further 23%. That showed a good return out of Memorial Parks throughout the year. Unfortunately, it was hampered by these challenges in the development business. The residential rental market, you'll see the portfolio we've now dissolved with SA Corporate. We took over some of the units. Some of the portfolios we took over at a 9% occupancy rate. It's now sitting at 42% and in 2 months. So we're definitely making headway there. And our drive to get these businesses more contributing on an equal basis is still continuing. Of course, the residential development business, after residential rental business, due to the large capital requirement, will be slightly slower. But Memorial Parks, we're still very, very confident that business to grow. We expect 100% in the next year with the current capital invested. Also remember, we've got Witpoortjie, Fleurhof and Kwanabuchle, where the land's already acquired, already ours, and will only require 50 million of capital layout to effectively open in that further 1.4 billion of pipeline on that project. Okay, so large returns.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Wikus, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Calgro M3, Wikus Lategan.